Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Ongoing debate in the studio this morning about whether Stacy's mom could have made it down to first base before Rafael Devers did last night. Wiggy?
Probably so.
Probably?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Wiggy has no problem.
No.
With a guy who is too lazy to run it out.
I never complained when Big Poppy did it. I never complained when Manny did it.
You don't care.
No, it wasn't lazy.
Just hit me bombs.
Doesn't matter. We're going to get to They Said It coming up momentarily. Before that, though, quick lead for me. I noticed over the weekend that there is a new trend when it comes to new parents, those who are expecting. And I wanted your thoughts on it this morning. Apparently, it has become very popular to add to the list of baby showers, which couples are having. Couples now have multiple baby showers so that their friends and family can attend at least one. Of course, when you attend a baby shower, you're required to bring a gift. You are required to spend a ton of money, check the baby register. They are now adding a grandparents' shower. So this is the new trend because the grandparents, of course, also need to be celebrated because they're having a baby and it's another event that you need to bring a gift for.
Wow. So that means like the, because the grandparents may like babysit, so they need diapers at their house and
yes,
stuff?
Yes.
I haven't heard that but.
Can we stop? Please, like grandparents at their point in their life, they have probably made enough money where they don't need you to be buying gifts for them.
So it'll be good
For the weekend that they're taking care of the baby when you go on your anniversary trip. Like enough.
And it's such a strange thing, and I guess it's the difference between men and women. But every woman you talk to, away from the friends and just on their own, will tell you that these showers are awful. They take forever. You have to sit and watch somebody open gifts for 3 hours. Yet, when they're pregnant, they're like, come to my baby shower. Can't wait.
I actually think there are a lot of people that are on their way out of doing like the sitting down and opening presents. And people are transitioning more to like
just a potty?
Yeah, kind of more of a party vibe. I mean, baby shower is a little different. Right. I also have heard a new trend, dadchiller parties. Where guys are going on like a trip with their friends one last time before having a baby.
Never heard
They're
that.
Calling it a dadchiller.
I actually think that that makes more sense.
Oh, because you're a new father, of course.
No,
you
I'm saying like I before you have a child, I cannot say this strongly enough. Do everything you've ever wanted to do. because you just, everything changes in ways that you would never be able to understand. It's just, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me by a wide margin. But, you know, if I had a weekend to go to, like, Chicago for a Sox game with my friends,
yeah.
And I could have taken that, you know, a month before I passed out in the delivery room, yeah. That would have been a good thing.
You need to do it now, or you got to do it in 18 years when they're all...
Right. Yeah. And by the way, public service announcement, instead of teaching abstinence in high schools or handing out condoms, bring high school-age kids to a touch-a-truck event, and they will never want to procreate. It is the most insane loud for 3 hours, kids pulling on fire truck horns at reckless abandon in the middle of a parking lot.
Yeah, that would be a good idea for kids in school.
Right. Well, I said it when I did a brief appearance on the Curtis and Ken show Saturday, but I will say it again on this show. Both of your children, very, very well behaved at the barbecue on Friday night, Curtis. That's good parenting.
Thank you. Maya is a saint.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
We had a good time at the BBQ at the house.
I wanted to rip the food, but some of the best steak tips I've ever had. Unbelievable.
Very good. Those
perfectly
come from,
done.
Prime Butcher, which is in New Hampshire.
I saw those in the fridge, and it looked really, really good.
Yeah, awesome. So,
not better than a good steak tip.
And you know what? Greg's a great host. We got there, and within 15 minutes, the spread was out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I hate when you have to sit around for 2 hours.
Yep.
Great job, Greg.
You hate being around people.
I don't know.
Isn't that the best part? You get to a cookout, there's like chips and dip, and you get to like chat. And
if it was at 2 o'clock, I would agree. But at 7:30 on a Friday after working all week, I like it a little early.
And then you got a 2-year-old, and that don't help.
No.
Put together one of Greg's easy tomato mozzarella salads.
Ooh,
I don't know if you got any of that, Curtis, or not.
It was delicious. Honestly, all the food. I wanted to eat something and not like it, but I sadly did.
But Curtis, you're right. You want to get to the barbecue and the food be ready.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to be at a barbecue and then.
Well, some people like to talk to other human beings.
Well, you can still
do that, but just have the food ready.
Then you're not hangry.
Rush.
You don't have to rush, but then you. Because if you know you're going to a barbecue, you probably say, all right, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to wait. You don't want to get to a barbecue, be ready to be hungry, and now you got to wait an hour for food.
That's why you stop at Chick-fil-A on the way.
It's like the same thing of when you go to a restaurant. Now there's so many restaurants that say you have to put the whole order in at once. I hate that. I want to be able to order my app.
Well, you're a table hog.
Yeah, you're a table hog. That's different.
We discussed that before. That's a douche move.
Courtney, when you have a kid, you will give your credit card right after you order, and you'll be ready to leave at any moment. It's just different. It's like you are 1 minute away from your perfectly happy child turning into someone that bears no resemblance to them. They turn into like a possessed psychopath, throwing things and getting crazy.
And don't you want to get to the barbecue and be like, oh, I can go in, I can have a hot dog, I can have a burger, some steak tips. You don't want to go to the barbecue and then be waiting and be drinking, waiting an hour and a half, 2 hours
for
the food.
Usually there's like chips and stuff out.
Yeah, but you want real food, not chips.
All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
Surprising fact I learned at the barbecue on Friday night about James. James has never had a hot dog.
No, never.
Wow. That seems like child abuse to me.
Yeah, all
like
day.
Depriving a child of a hot dog. I don't know how you have not made James Kraft mac and cheese with little cut-up hot dogs in it, Curtis.
So you actually offered his first hot dog when we were at Granite Links last summer.
He loved it, I think.
No, he didn't try it.
Oh, I thought he liked it.
No,
did he like at Granite Links?
The
peanut
butter crackers.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay, that's
right. Just, you know, those are, you know, heavenly. But yes, I've offered it to him. There was hot dogs at Touch a Truck yesterday. He declined.
Wow, he doesn't like the glizzies?
I mean, processed meat.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. They are honoring those who built this city, whether they built it, constructed it, drove through it, delivering things for others, cared for those who live in it. Please nominate your hero who helped to build this city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where would you like to start this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Walker Buehler, who faced the New York Yankees on Friday night, got absolutely shelled by the Yankees, and then talked about his performance with the Boston Red Sox so far this season.
Any consistent things with the inconsistency? No. I think it's
To be honest with you, this organization put a lot of faith in me this offseason, and I've been embarrassing for us. So it's tough. It's obviously a big game and a big rivalry that I was excited to be a part of, and for it to go the way that it did is super disappointing, especially after the past 2-3 weeks of kind of prep and throwing and all that kind of and how I'm feeling. Physically, I feel great, and for it to happen that way, it sucks.
All right. Well, at least he's keeping it a beam.
Yeah.
He acknowledges that he has been effing embarrassing.
Right. So. And the whole rotation is, they put up a stat last night. I didn't realize how.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Thought in the third inning?
Yeah.
Maybe the Cavs will be closer.
I think their first inning ERA is 12+.
Right.
Horrible.
This team. That's a Major League Baseball record, by the way.
Andrew Bailey, I was told, was like the most brilliant pitching coach in the history of baseball.
Yeah. And you got a little bulletin board talk from Hunter Dobbins heading into last night's game. I don't know how you feel about that. I like the fact that he said he'd basically retire before playing for the Yankees. He had a nice, I think he had a nice 7-pitch fourth inning, but he did serve up a couple of juicy meatballs there.
One to Judge.
And Chisholm was like, what an idiot he is.
I know.
He was mic'd up. He's like, what do you think about that?
So basically,
you're going to tell one of the teams if you're a Major League Baseball player, you're not going to play for them? How dumb is he?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, if it's possible, isn't talked about enough.
He's
on
good.
Pace for 58 home runs.
He is good. He's so good.
He is great.
I mean, they should get Cutter Crawford back soon. I mean, that's a positive, right?
Well, you'd hope so. We got Giolito back, and it looked good, and then it was like, all right, he was serving up meatballs. Yeah. Other than really Garrett Crochet, you know, you never know what anybody else is going to do when they take the mound, and that's the problem.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, next, Greg, let's pivot over to the NHL. Stanley Cup Final is currently underway. We got a one game apiece split currently after two, so game three happens tonight. And Brad Marchand had the game winner in game two in double OT, and his mom, there's video apparently out there of his mom freaking out and trying to yell at him down on the ice after he scored the goal, and he was asked about that. Here was Brad Marchand.
Brad, I'm not sure if you've seen the video, but your mom was going pretty crazy after the goal. It looked like she was trying to yell at you on the ice. What's it mean to have a moment like that with her in the building, and what kind of hockey mom is she?
She is one that you need to put a muzzle on. she gets pretty amped up at the games. You know, they've always been so supportive, you know, like all of our parents. I mean, I don't think there's a player in this league that could say that their parents are not, you know, the main reason why they're here, the sacrifices they all make. And when you go on a journey as a team, and you're in, you know, you get to the finals and you're going on a run, it's not just for you, it's for everybody that helped you get here, and all your loved ones that are enjoying the moments, whether they're here or not. So it, you know, it's special to have them in the building.
I thought it was cute. Was that Ken who asked Saturday, Curtis, whether Brad Marchand will be back playing here next year?
I don't think so.
That changes scenery, bred some new life into him.
I don't think so.
He's going to play for another 3 years.
You weren't able to pay him what he wanted to get paid. Somebody's going to pay him.
Yep.
Somebody's going to pay him. It'll probably be the Panthers.
Greg, what does Chairman say about all this? Like,
I don't know.
Does he call Don and say, hey, you know, what about these players precludes them from performing like this here, or coaches? Like, it's unbelievable. I don't remember a team in Boston sports where within like 3 to 4 years, everybody that left won and you lost.
Yeah, well, you looked at him here and there were some who thought he was washed.
Yep.
And now, I mean, I would imagine he's got another 3 seasons in him.
Perhaps? As long as he's not with Pasta, he plays great.
Well, you obviously know, it just shows you when you have a team that plays well together, that maybe gets along, then it's like a new vibe. You know what I mean? There's new life in him, and I could easily see him playing another 3 years. He's already got the A on his jersey.
Yep. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, let's go over to basketball now. That series also tied 1-1 now as SGA absolutely went off, had an MVP-type performance in last night's game. The Oklahoma City Thunder won 123-107. Miles Turner of the Pacers was asked about SGA and how they have to limit him in the game.
Yeah, that's just it. You said, I mean, he's the MVP for a reason. You know, he's gonna get off, and I think that, you know, we've accepted that. It's a matter of slowing him down and limiting the role players. You know, a few of their guys, you know, stepped up tonight. I think the Wiggins had a great game. Caruso, you know, he did what he had to do. You know, it's a lot of limiting their, you know, their role players and making it tougher on them at least.
Just don't accidentally breathe on them because they blow the whistle as soon as you do.
They're just good. Their defense is good.
Yeah.
SGA is good. And
I feel like the way they won that game last night, like the series is kind of over, don't you think?
Yeah, because it's similar.
I think they can win one at home.
Huh?
The next two being back in Indiana, I think they can take one there.
Maybe.
It's similar to a Celtics series, except for the most part, it looks like maybe OKC will be able to close out games at the end, because this is another game. They were up by 20. The first game, they were up by 20, and Indiana made a play. If Halliburton, who's your best player, he has to show up, and it's Pascal Siakam. Like, those guys have to, like, play almost perfect basketball, because OKC can do it in so many different ways.
Yeah. All right. Is that it, Chime?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Great job. That is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.